Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belongs to our God forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, oh, power and might belongs to our God.
Bless the name of the Lord, because we know that it's by his mercies that we are not consumed. It's by his mercies that we've seen this new Monday. And our Monday is blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
It's my prayer that by the end of this service, any troubled heart would experience the relieving power of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
He that cometh to God must first know that he is what? He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So just for one moment, just for about 10 seconds, thank the Lord that you are not living the same. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. No one comes to you.
You're not living the same. Jesus, mighty name.
We thank you for it. I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name. Intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. This is the fifth session. And the sub, as we looked at last week, we continue today. Be agreed with God. Be agreed with God. And that comes from Amos chapter 3, verse 3, which says that can any two walk together except they be agreed? And so can we walk with God except we be agreed with him? We've been looking at intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers because the times we are in, you must be intentional about spiritual growth. We cannot just sit and expect that things will just happen automatically. We ought to be intentional about our spiritual growth. Spirituality profiteth to all things. He said, bodily exercise profiteth little, but spirituality, it profiteth. Today we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, which says that no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. That is to say that on the earth there are two servants. There are servants of God and then there are servants of money. Every true believer must fall under the section servant of God. The moment you are finding yourself somewhere torn in between, there's a problem. Jesus says that you cannot serve both. You must be at one side. There's no middle ground. Either you stand for Christ, You serve God, you're a servant of God, or you're a servant of money. And we know that mammon is one of the spirits of the kingdom of darkness. It's not of God. To say that the spirit of mammon controls you using money, that's the spirit of money. It's not just money, as for the use of money. Everybody, believer, everybody uses money. But when now money as a spirit controls you, when now money becomes your focus, getting money becomes your target, money becomes the driving force behind your emotions and everything that you do. It is sad that sometimes as believers, we go with certain statements of the world. You say, as for women, women are equal to expenses. And then we agree with certain statements before we realize it, because it has become phrases that are resounding in the communities in which we live or on our class pages. What unbelievers say, or because of certain experiences we've been through, then by our statements and our behaviors, we start agreeing with the spirit of mammon instead of the spirit of God. When you make statements like, as for me, I want a man who has money, that is one of the sad things to say. You didn't even say that I am trusting God for a man who fears God. If you get a man who fears God, I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. There's no true God-fearing man who will beg for bread, and so you won't beg for bread.
Amen.
The moment you begin to serve mammon, it means that you've lost your identity. And now you are acting like the prodigal son who thought that money was more important than relationship. He left his father's house, and the moment he broke relationship, he lost it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has everything that you need. He has it all. Don't break your relationship with God and chase after money, the spirit of mammon. Either you are serving God or you are serving mammon. The two do not go together. And so I'll give you an assignment that when you go all the time, look through your communications. Look through the statements you make, even the statements you make in church, and judge it by God's word, not by your feelings, not judging by your personal ideologies, but by the word of God. Whether everything that you say and do, it conforms with being a servant of God or being a servant of mammon. If you choose a job that destroys your spiritual life and gives you all the money in the world, Jesus says that, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet he loses his soul? Amen. My prayer is that you be agreed with God. Amen.
Amen.
And that you remain a servant of God. Say, I will remain a servant of God.
I will remain a servant of God.
Say, I'll declare I will not switch to the other side.
I will not switch to the other side.
God can give me everything I need.
God can give me everything I need.
He will give me everything I need.
He will give me everything I need.
Therefore, I receive health.
I receive strength.
I receive wealth.
I receive wealth.
Because my God has it all.
Because my God has it all.
I will not trade my faith for vanity.
I will not trade my faith for vanity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Solomon thought that he could get sexual satisfaction, fame, and power. You know, because sometimes they would marry women from different cities to have a pact. You know, and then, oh, my wife is the daughter of Pharaoh. My girlfriend is the daughter of Saddam Hussein. My wife is the daughter of Donald Trump, who is the president in the US. So one man, all the women around you. This one is Ashanti King, daughter. This one is Krobo, their king, their daughter. So it's like you have United Nations in your palace. So with the snap of a finger, your wife will say, oh, I'll just call my daddy, he'll do it for you. Oh, there's another thing. Oh, I need this. Oh, I'll just call my uncle and you do it, please. Is it better to have God who can give you everything, including the wisdom that he gave you that made the whole world want to see you? Or you rather be chasing after self-arranged opportunities? That is how you call it. Human connections, self-arranged opportunities. Today, I'm not even going to go further to the other scripture. I will push that to the next session. But I really want to go into this matter very well. The moment you start chasing after opportunities, it means that God is not in it. I'll say it again. The moment you start chasing after opportunities, that you are doing connections here and there, trying to chase after opportunities, that is not how God made us. Look at the very beginning. Adam didn't go chasing after things. God made the things for Adam and then he brought him there. He didn't say go chasing after things. It was the fall that brought difficulty and hardship. It was the fall. So when God restores you back to Christ Jesus, he says that just take your time and walk with me day by day, step by step. Let me be your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He didn't say, and I shall chase. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall be chasing for things. God will bring these things. And he said, in his own time, he maketh all things beautiful. And he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his, not yours, his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. And he says that riches hastily gotten shall quickly diminish. That is what scripture says. So if you think that you can go for lotto, you will choose to use the loss that you want to use. You do self-connection, self-arrangement. Today, lotto here. Tomorrow, you are doing connection there. Tomorrow, doing bribery here. Tomorrow, doing corruption. Look, you can choose to pile the whole government, all the money. You lose it one day. Your life, you don't even have control over it. You say, oh, pastor, but scripture says that a righteous man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children, but it is inheritance gotten through godly means. Say after me, godly means.
Godly means.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For a good name is better than riches. A good name is better than riches. So to the young ones, listen to me carefully, because chasing after programs is not what makes you a minister of God. When you are a servant of God, you move by divine instructions and the opportunities God has brought to you. Even it's not every door that you enter, you need to ask God again, like David would inquire again and again. The fact that everybody is doing it that way. One day I asked a certain young man, hey, does this cost that much? He said, pastor, this is where we have come to. What you can't pay for today, tomorrow, people will bring it to you free.
Amen.
Just walk with God. Walk with God. Walk with God. Today you have one coat, wear that one coat. You have one shoe, shine it nicely. There are people who have 10 shoes and yet they'll be telling you, hey, you are looking so glorious. Yes, because your shining is with the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you can go and borrow 10 and 20 shoes and yet people will see you and they'll, hey, have you eaten today? Have you eaten? Because you are not walking under the glory of God. The day Adam left the glory of God, he saw that he was naked. Walk under the glory of God. And I pray that you even use that quote for us. Walk under the glory of God. Let the glory of God clothe you because of your obedience.
Amen.
I thank God that today I'm speaking to the richest and wealthiest people.
Amen.
People who will never be begging for money.
Amen.
And yet money will chase after them.
Amen.
People who will use money to serve God.
Amen.
And not chase after money.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The spirit of mammon will never have its place in your family again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of the fear of God. And
Amen.
Because you have chosen that you and your house, you shall serve the Lord. You shall serve the Lord. Today I want you to just for 10 seconds or to 20 seconds, just begin to pray and declare unto the Lord that, Lord, help me that me and my house, like Joshua said, I and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Let this be my testimony. I'm single. I'm not married yet. But Lord, I am praying today, coming before you, this blessed Monday, let this be my testimony. I want to share this testimony one day that I and my house, that we serve the Lord. We never served money, but we served the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We shall serve the Lord. We shall serve the Lord. We 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 serve the Lord, we serve the Lord, we serve the Lord, and we shall continue to serve the Lord. We shall continue to serve the Lord because He is our help, He is our joy, He is our provider, He is our peace, He is our righteousness, He is our judge, He is our defender, He is our all in all. Without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, we are nothing. Jehovah, we serve you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We serve you with our lives. We serve you with our bodies. We serve you with everything that you give to us, Lord, because we know that in you we move, we live, and have our being.
And it will just be brought to us in Jesus' name, Lord. Jesus.
God is the best paymaster. There's no one who has followed our God and who it has not been well with. Scripture says that even in the valley of the shadow of death, He didn't say, I will die. He didn't say, I will die. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Because of the Lord, we said, wherever our enemies thought we were fools, God will use the foolishness. To confound the wise. The message we preach is foolishness unto the world, because they don't understand it. Today I pray for you, that by the Holy Spirit, you see or you find reason for giving your life to Christ. I'm coming to just pray one short prayer. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, just say this short prayer after me. And if you haven't done so meaningfully before, today is your day of salvation. We serve a mighty God, a living God, a God who is a consuming fire. No matter whatever charms or whatever covenant you went into when you were in senior high school, today as you give your life to Christ, all those shall be broken.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No matter where you are bound, you shall be saved.
Amen.
So just say this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I can never save myself. And that is why today I cry out unto you, my Savior, save me. Jesus, Son of the living God, save me. I surrender my life to you. I don't want to hold back any longer. I am tired. I am tired. I am tired. I am tired. I want to experience peace. I want to experience peace. I want to sleep like a baby and enjoy your peace. Therefore, today I hand over my life to you. In Jesus' mighty name, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Shira, Shira, Kano.
Give your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026 000 9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
We'll meet again at 12 p.m. prompt tomorrow. Shalom.